on the trip, the last before he died on Mash, the last trip, the second trip that he had for Oman. There's a picture of him over here with the passport. Picture of the passport. He's taken out. Was it July 14th, 1988? Expiration date, July 13th, 1993. He wasn't around anymore by then, yeah. But anyways, so now we know the story of Yosef. And don't forget, he was very, very ill. He was almost...
Parkinson's is not fun.
It's not to travel with it. Anyways, so it's like this. A few days before the trip to Oman for Rosh Hashanah with 260 people, there was something happened that almost canceled his trip.
Right.
He suddenly had a terrible dalekat me'ayim. What's it called?
Intestinal inflammation.
Yeah, mamash. People really thought it was. They were sure that. So that's the end. He's dying right there. Right.
No problem.
Until people came up and they were ready to saying goodbye and getting brachas from him before he was dying. Even Rav Kenig came. Instead of Rav Kenig, the shamash, came. And instead of saying goodbye, Rav Shmuel sent him to the pharmacy, get this certain medicine that I need. Mm-hmm. So he went there.
That was already bracha.
And he got it?
To do something for him.
He couldn't move, Shmuel. Even after he finally passed, but he was drenched completely. He had no power. So it was obvious that he can't go to Uman. That's for sure. To fly and everything, but Shmuel had his power hardly even let him. The craft that he had left in his body hardly let him even speak. He told everyone that he's going. So. He forced himself. He says, "I can't go leave the world without being by Albain another time." So, and his wife told him, "What are you crazy? What are you doing?" So he told her, "My whole life, I'm yearning to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. He's never been to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, the big day of Albain. What will be with me afterwards? I don't care." So it got more complicated to drag this sick old person now. Wasn't simple. When they left the house towards the airport, Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal was his neighbor, was his cousin, his neighbor. He went out of the house and he watched him go to Uman. Rav Eliyashiv doesn't waste seconds. Mm-hmm. It's split seconds, doesn't waste.
But the Mishnah would never be worth seeing.
He wanted to see until the vehicle left. Now the vehicle wasn't exactly by the house because the vehicle cannot get into there.
Right.
It's a very narrow street if everyone knows. So, but he looked till he took him to the car.
It's about the width from that wall to that bench.
That's the street. It's much 1 meter wide. The car cannot go by. Literally 1 meter wide. Maybe like this. So anyway, so he looked at it, yeah.
So he hadn't walked to the car.
What?
He walked to the car.
No, he didn't walk. He wheeled to the car. They put him into the car. He couldn't get up even. They lifted him up. Everything is... You'll see the miracle afterwards. So, it was Wednesday night. 26th of the month of El Tafshi Melches. 1988. 260 people from the whole world, from the whole country, went to the airport in Lut. Mir Lud, right? And it was amazing. The first kibbutz after 80 years, Rabbeinu. Also, Shmuel was there in a wheelchair, carried by his son. Right? Everyone was excited that Shmuel was going. 260 people, which are busy, they're going to do now Rosh Hashanah legally Rosh Hashanah under the communist rulership. היה להם ויזה להיות באומן ראש השנה. So they had an hour delay because something was wrong in the plane, and they took off, and they landed an hour later in Cyprus. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, yeah, so they davened in Cyprus and they danced and everything. Shmuel got an aliyah. They had a Sefer Torah with them. Got an aliyah on Thursday morning, and he's yelled the whole mouth. An old man, sick, very sick. Wasn't so old, yeah. Oh, Mendel Shapira, my friend. Good guy. You know Mendel, right?
Hmm?
You know Mendel Shapira?
Ken.
Mendel, he's the one who wears the stripes.
Emmanuel.
Mendel.
Yeah, Mendel.
Yeah,
I know Mendel.
Moshe Mendel Shapira. So until they reached the borders of Russia, Shmuel was in such a he wasn't focused at all. He was like that. He wasn't with himself at all, and he had terrible pain. He could see on him and didn't say a word. Only once they crossed the borders to the Ukraine, to Great Russia, he started like, he was telling. So the son of Mendel asked him, what happened? Now the pain started? What's going on? He said, I'll tell you the truth. From the time we left the house, the whole time, I had terrible pains. I felt like I'm dying. I felt I'm dying. And I knew I can't fly, and I knew I can't go. But I knew that if I tell you, you definitely will take me back, like we agreed. So I decided, I knew that, you know what, I'm going back. But then I thought, if I go back, you guys are not going to go, and I don't want to make you lose the Rosh Hashanah Rabbeinu. Therefore, I didn't say a word.
But now I feel free to cry.
Exactly. Well, because of my comfort, my children are not going to go to Oman. Mm-hmm. Oh, dying so much. Most of the time in Oman, he just was laying down in bed. He couldn't do anything. Only once in a while, they put him in a wheelchair. Yeah. In Cyprus, they waited for 6 hours, going back to Cyprus, yeah? Mm-hmm. Afterwards, they divided to 2 separate planes, and they flew to Kiev, the capital of the Soviet Union, the capital of the Ukrainian Republic.
Which
was within the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so in Kiev, also they had another... But when they reached Kiev, suddenly there was a change in the Russians' plans for some reason. Mm-hmm. And they said that only 60 people will be allowed to be in Uman and Rosh Hashanah, and the 200 other people, they can't. They have to go to Vinnytsia, to 200 kilometers away from Uman. Why? The Russians didn't bother explaining themselves.
Just normal. Slinkers.
Just to be slinkers.
Yeah. So after arguing and fighting with the Russians, they left another 10 children to be in Uman. Also. So we had how many? 70 out of 260.
Okay. Another
70. Hmm?
70.
70. Everything's 70 today. Now, no one knew exactly that they'll open the Soviet Union will be destroyed and you'll be able to go to Man. So each one's fighting now for his spot. So they decided that all the people of Anash. No, that first the older people, they're going to go. And then the rest, they'll take a rifle, and whoever gets.
Raffle, not
rifle. Raffle? Raffle is a rifle. Raffle, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. A raffle, agrala.
Okay.
Shoot the old people.
Lo
Yishmael. Lo Yishmael, it's Russian, who knows?
Rushing away.
Clean that out afterwards. That would be dangerous. Someone take it seriously.
It's funny, isn't it?
Wait, take a rifle and what?
I don't know, take a rifle.
It's a rifle instead of a rifle, just decide who's going to go.
Yeah, that's a communist for you.
Exactly, it fits into the story well.
And you get your goat.
Goat.
No, more like Stalin, get your gun.
How come you never call me Godfather? Anyhow.
The Russians probably thought that the 50 is already taking care, that they're letting 50 Jews come in and be in one place in Dara. I mean, it's already a big thing. 260 is already a contra-revolution.
Okay.
And destroying the whole government.
I mean, Stalin's turning his grave. Trotsky and who else is there?
Trotsky was a Jew.
He's still turning his grave.
Yeah.
So.
He was in Talmud.
Anyways.
He was in a Talmud Torah. His father died. His mother did not have money to pay for school. And nobody in the community was willing to pay for the sake of the Torah. That's where he went, the way he went.
Anyways, they first went on the way to Uman. They stayed in a hotel for a night. Then they went to Uman and they all screamed at Kratai and everything. So then they put them on the buses. With some people to Vinica, some people took them to a hotel over there. Yeah. Shmuel spent hours and hours sitting on the floor of the Tzion. He knew that it's the end of his life. He was very sick. He wanted to spend as much more time, as much time as he can over there. Laying again. Yeah, so now Erev Shabbos they spent in Uman, and then some people went to Vinica, and some people went to the hotel over there, and then Shmuel went to the hotel in Uman, and he collapsed onto his bed for the rest of the Shabbos. And next week, we'll read about it, you won't believe that story, if anyone didn't hear the story yet.
I mean, it's less than 200 kilometers.
It says it's about 200 kilometers.
It will take hours to get there, it's 200 kilometers.
Yeah?
Think of it. 200 kilometers at 100 kamash, it's 2 hours. Doesn't take a. No, you're not doing 100.
You went? I don't know. I don't know how far it is.
You take us that long.
Yeah, but the roads aren't that good.
Maybe 20 kilometers the roads.
Yeah, right.